I've always been a fan of trivia, even taking tests. I have to admit, I kind of like taking tests and answering questions. When I was a little kid, probably around your age, I used to go to my great-grandma's house all the time, and we'd watch Jeopardy together. And we'd always be answering those questions from the Jeopardy show. Even when I was in seminary studying to be a priest, I was on a game show. I was on the Game Show Network with Jeff Foxworthy. Do you know who Jeff Foxworthy is, second graders? Nope, I don't think you do. Your parents and your grandparents do. Do you know the YouTubers, Dude Perfect? Do you know them? Yeah, some of our second graders know Dude Perfect. So when I got to meet Jeff Foxworthy, it would be like you meeting Dude Perfect someday when you grow up to be adults. But I love answering questions and answering trivia. So I thought I'd give you a pop quiz today on some of the questions that I saw in today's gospel. Even the disciples who were in the gospel today, Jesus says to them that, why do you have these questions in your hearts? Each of us has questions sometimes that need to be answered. So I've got some questions for you. And if you think you know the answer, I want you to raise your hand. And then when you answer, you can pull down your mask so that I can hear you. The first part of this gospel starts out with Jesus and some of his disciples. This is after Jesus had died on the cross, and then he had risen from the dead. And he started appearing to some of his disciples. And in that very first line of the gospel, I said that he appeared to some of his disciples. Do you remember how many disciples were in that very first sentence? Yeah? Pull down your mask. Two disciples. Very good. She gets a bonus points. Two disciples. That's how many Jesus appeared to. And then they recognized him. They knew that he was with them when a certain action happened. It said, Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of this food. What food did Jesus break? I saw the hand there in the back, the little boy. There you go. Bread. Very good. The disciples, these two disciples, recognized that it was Jesus with them, risen from the dead, when he broke bread with them. Is something like that going to happen today? I think it is. When you receive your first Holy Communion, I'm going to break bread on the altar that's going to be changed into Jesus' body and Jesus' blood. And that's what you'll be receiving today. So that's a very important point, that Jesus was made known to them. He appeared to them in the breaking of the bread. Okay, another question. When Jesus came to the other disciples, it said that he was hungry, and he asked them for some food. What did they give Jesus? What did he eat? Yeah, you fish. There you go, baked fish. It's like Jesus would be a good Minnesotan, huh? He liked his fish. So Jesus ate this piece of fish with them, and then he showed them two of his body parts to show them he wasn't a ghost, that he actually had a body. What were those two body parts that Jesus showed? Yep, right here on the right. Yep. Well, flesh and bones. There you go. He said, I have flesh and I have bones. And then he showed them two of his body parts that were the flesh and bones. Little bonus question. Yeah. His hands and his feet. There you go. He said, look, I'm not a ghost. I have hands and I have feet. And he even said, touch them. See that I am not a ghost. Each of these is a very, very important point, because Jesus shares these details with us so that we could be closer to him. And then there's one final detail that really stood out for me. Jesus appeared to those two disciples at the beginning, and they recognized him in the breaking of the bread, but then poof, he disappeared. And then they ran and they started looking for their other friends. They looked for the other disciples. And when they got to their friends, it says they were speaking about Jesus. And they were speaking about these things that they had just experienced. And then as they were speaking about them, Jesus appeared again. That's really important. It's really important that the disciples, when Jesus became real to them, when he came into their midst, when they received Holy Communion and they recognized him in the breaking of the bread, they didn't just go home and be quiet. When they recognized Jesus in the breaking of the bread, they ran and told people about it. And when they started talking about Jesus, that he had appeared to them, that he was risen from the dead, and that they recognized him in the breaking of the bread, Jesus appeared again. Jesus appeared. He became present. He became real when his disciples started talking about him. And that's my instructions for you today, second graders. That when you go home from your first communion mass today and you have your party and you eat your cake, yeah, there's going to be really good cake today. When you celebrate with your friends and family, and then when you go to school this week and you meet your friends again, and when you go get your hair cut and go to the grocery store, I want you to tell people about Jesus. I want you to tell people that you received your first communion this past weekend. When your teacher or when your friends asked, what happened this weekend? I want you to perk up and say, I received Jesus this weekend. And he's real. He appeared to me in the breaking of bread. And then I got to celebrate with my family and friends. When we talk about Jesus, he appears. He becomes real. He becomes present to those that we share him with. We may not be able to see him when we talk about him, but he really becomes present. Something that happens when you grow up, when you become an old person like me and like your parents and your grandparents, we can get nervous about talking about Jesus. We can think, oh, what are people going to think if I bring up Jesus? Are people going to judge me? Are people going to be offended? And so sometimes we keep quiet about Jesus. But in the gospel today, those who received Jesus and who met him were so excited that they ran and they couldn't wait to tell people about him. So today, when you receive your first Holy Communion, I want you to go home and keep talking about Jesus. Don't be quiet. Maybe your parents tell you to be quiet sometimes if you're getting too loud. Father Chad's telling you, don't be quiet about Jesus. Keep talking about Jesus so that he can continue to become present to you and to the whole world.